The best one is still Tommy Wiseau's tweet was at Tommy Wiseau.
We should just do dramatic readings of Tommy Wiseau's Twitter feed. Because he doesn't tweet a lot.
No, it's.
But when he does, it's gold. It's like it's not real. It's like he's not doing it. Yeah, all here. Right. Thank you for answering. I only want my own show, not that.
Who is
I shushed him for that no idea what these crazy people are talking about sometime.
Who is this?
I was Tommy told. I was told I would be perfect strangers.
writer, director, Tommy Wiseau, probably most famous for The Room.
Here's a good one. Persevistance pays off in the end.
His grasp on English is tentative at best.
At Tommy Wiseau, another type mistake. Rain makes for mood of sadness. I wish for sunny days for all my fans.
And welcome to Probably Comics. I'm Thomas.
I'm Tyler.
I'm Link.
And this is our top five of 2011 plus honorable mention. So we're going to do it round robin style.
That's right.
We're going to start with Tyler. We're just going to kind of go around the circle. We're going to say 5, 4, 3.
I'm going to say like one sentence about it, why you liked it.
Twit review.
Yeah, twit review. Number five, The Flash. Favorite art of the new 52? I've been wanting a new Flash book for a while. Finally got it. Link.
I'm going to go with the combination of, because you guys told me I could do this, Animal Man and Swamp Thing.
Mm-hmm.
Together they are very strong. They make me want to keep reading the other. And those they blow my mind on a weekly basis. Like
monthly basis.
That's what I'm saying.
Every week my mind's blown by a monthly book.
It's also great that they come out at the same week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm a really, really big fan of that one.
Thomas. All right, my number five was Grant Morrison's Action Comics. I've been really enjoying this one. I've never really thought I'd like a super book, but because I fucking hate Superman. But I really like this book a lot. I'm really enjoying where it's going, and I hope it has a bright future.
It's Grant Morrison. He's good. Mm-hmm. Number four, I'm going to say Animal Man / Swamp Thing.
Ooh.
For my number four.
Okay.
Link already said it. They're great. They work together well, these characters. Complement each other. I mean, that goes without saying, their powers are direct complements to each other. But the writer, each writer's style is so different yet similar enough where it works and it will work well as a trade.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Won't it be neat to read Indeed. That as a trade?
Yes. Lincoln.
Number four is my tip of the hat to Mr. Rick Remender, Venom.
Ooh.
Holy crap. So like. Good. I talked about this earlier in the, I think a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
That Venom gave me nightmares.
Yeah, that's not a glowing review.
I think it shows the strength of the book. It made my mind angry at itself. And so I just like, I think you're doing great stuff.
Woo!
And I will continue. That's one that the U.S. Department of Education is not going to keep me from.
They can suck a dick on Venom, yeah. Right? Suck a big black dick. Symbiote.
Thomas?
That's going to be hard to follow up. So my number four was Jason Aaron's The Incredible Hulk. I thought it was way good. I'm still really enjoying it. This arc has just been super badass so far. Jason Aaron's just knocking it out of the park in every book that I'm reading that he's writing.
Nobody expected that to be good, I don't think. My number three is Supergirl.
Ooh.
Biggest surprise of the new 52 for me by far. Mm-hmm. Like, have never given any kind of a shit about this character except for that one time I saw the porn about Supergirl, which was good. It was good. You should seek it out. It's really solid pornography. Supergirl. It's not. You wouldn't expect it to be as good as it is, but it's really good. It's an interesting origin story, and where it's going, I think she's going to get back to Krypton.
That does seem to be where the direction
yeah,
is headed.
And like she's going to find. She's
yeah,
going to see
she's
it
She's
going to
see what's going on. So I'm really excited about that, Link.
My number three is Ultimate Comics Spider-Man. Mm. Man, just thank you. Thank you, Miles, for being good enough.
Bendis. Killing it.
Yeah, exactly. It's just really nice. I relate to Miles. I sympathize for him. I because I have Peter over here, I don't really miss Peter.
Yeah.
But still his presence is felt, and you can tell that it's a big they're still giving
you yeah, you really
weight
get the
to the fact
here, yeah.
that he's not still around in all the Ultimate books. So the Ultimate Universe really surprised me this year. Mm-hmm. So Thomas?
My number three, I didn't do the combo that you guys did. My number three was Animal Man by Jeff Lemire and Travel Foreman. Oh, dude, it's so good.
Yeah.
It's really dark. It's really scary. I like the art. It's consistently terrifying and suspenseful. I like the characters a lot. It's been a fun ride. Really, I do agree that it is a companion to Swamp Thing. I think it is top notch.
I would put it the other way. I would say Swamp Thing is a companion to Animal Man. Because Animal Man is the better book to me.
We'll get there.
Yeah.
But it's definitely one of my favorite. If I had to drop all the DC titles I was reading and only keep two, I would keep Animal Man and Swamp Thing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Okay, number two. Number two was hard. I knew what number one was going to be. It's no question for me. But number two was hard. I wanted to say Ultimate Universe, but I decided not to. And I picked one Ultimate book, and it is Ultimate Comics, Spider-Man. Although, had Ultimate X-Men 6 come out before the end
yeah,
of the year,
right.
This could be different. But Ultimate Comics, Spider-Man, same thing. Link already said it. It's a fresh take on Superman. It's
Spider-Man.
Fresh take on Superman, you know, Superman running around. It's no, okay, I'm sorry. Fresh take on Spider-Man. Bendis is doing the seemingly impossible task of writing a race that he is not and doing it correctly mm-hmm. and not making it seem overly politically correct or racist. And that is, in comic books, one of the hardest things that you can possibly do.
Luke Cage.
And, case
Avengers
in point,
Origins.
Avengers Origins, yeah. Luke Cage. But like, so he's writing it in this perfect tone, and I really applaud him for being able to walk that line and make it a good book. I enjoy it every time it comes out. I'm excited for Miles to, you know, get his legs and start fighting crime. It's really good. The end.
Rankin. Right.
For me, number two is Supergirl.
Ooh, yeah. Higher than mine.
I just, you know, and I before we started this, I had Venom at two and this at four. Mm-hmm. And I just, it just keeps... Like you said, it's just incredibly surprising. Yeah. I refused to read it for like what 3 months.
Yeah, everybody did. Like nobody would read it, but
yeah,
me.
I picked it up second, and then
and
got
every
it last
week, and every week I was like, no, guys,
openly chastised us
Super
for
real.
Weeks. Yeah, it was like, guys, what are you like, Link? I'm so disappointed in you. Mm-hmm. Like, but yeah, just
it's just a fresh take on Superman.
Yeah, that's really what it is.
I'm sorry.
No, but I dig, especially in the last issue with the stuff on the space station, and I like that she's already got a little arch nemesis mm-hmm. in the brain guy, or mm-hmm. the guy
will be the brain guy. Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, I think it's just stronger and stronger, and more surprising, and good. You know, and I don't find myself going, "Wow, I wish they would use Superman to supplement."
There has not been an issue. There has not been an issue of Supergirl yet where I was like, this was a story mover.
Yeah. Now she meets Superboy coming up though, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So that's gonna be cool. And that actually is probably gonna help strengthen Superboy.
But I think that's in Superboy, not in Supergirl.
Okay.
But I don't know.
Well, yeah, and like I guess I mean what I say, that it's gonna help strengthen Superboy
a
lot.
Absolutely.
Thomas?
My number two was, you guessed it, Swamp Thing.
That's
by Scott Snyder. Oh man, I have a lot more invested in this character than you guys did.
That's
and I think
true.
That has a lot to do with it. That not only was I really excited about it coming out, but it's met with my expectations. It's been as good as I wanted it to be, mm-hmm. and better even. So I'd say that because of Swamp Thing, that's why I started reading Animal Man. And so I think that the credit goes to Swamp Thing for the number two slot.
I get it.
Just because it's, oh man, it's been so good. It's been so scary. Like the kid in the bubble where the tumor kid is like, I'm going to poke a hole in your bubble and fucking kill you.
Yeah,
like,
that was scary.
Like it's just horrible fucked up shit. And it's really, really good.
Even
and
though now we wish that he had done that because he's the bad guy.
Yeah. No, bubble boy. But yeah, definitely my number two pick. Absolutely loved it. And as we go on to our number ones here, I think that we all had the same number one.
I don't think Link.
No, oh, Link is the outlier.
Sorry, that
okay.
is it is my honorable mention because just and we'll talk about that.
Okay, so never mind then, Tyler.
Number one, no surprise, Uncanny X-Force, book.
Yes, the
book that got me back into comics in general. Because I hadn't read any for a while, and that was the first one I picked back up, and it brought me back into Uncanny X-Force really shows how powerful a medium the comic books are.
Well, in superhero comics specifically,
yeah, it shows like how good the weight is between books, like how like being able, especially like hanging out with you guys and talking about it, but being able like reading a story and having to wait. For because Rick Remender ends almost every one of those issues on a severe cliffhanger.
Yeah.
And like having to wait for, and they double shipped a lot, but having to wait, and it just is like this, it's a joy to go pick it up. Like every time it comes out, I'm like, oh my God, finally. Even if it's been a week, because there were times when it came out a week after each.
like 3 weeks in a row.
Yeah. And it was just like, it's almost a privilege to get to read it, to be honest with you. It's the best X book by far. Probably at least one of Marvel's best ongoings right now. It's amazing. It just keeps getting better, and it's starting to bleed out into the whole universe.
Yeah, that's
I mean, Rick Remender, he's the man.
Got to follow him.
If he can't do it, no one can.
My number two. So I think if
you mean
if
number one.
Yes, thank you.
It's a fresh take on Superman.
My number one for this year 2011. So if the guy that we've been talking about all year long, or since we've been doing this podcast, is Rick Remender. If he's like the strongest, to me, the only other person that really deserves as high praise is Jason Aaron and what he's doing with Incredible Hulk.
Wow! I did not hear that.
Number
I did not
one.
See that coming. that's a shocker.
Because, I mean, and we've talked about this. We all begrudgingly picked that book up. Mm-hmm. We all went.
No, Thomas picked it up.
I wrote a review about it, and we were like,
oh, okay.
I like the cover. Jason Aaron's writing it. How bad could it be?
Yeah.
But that was exactly my thought. I was like, it's Hulk.
Yeah.
Hulk just want to be left alone, and I don't want to read a whole ongoing series about Hulk just wanting to be left alone.
Well, and what I appreciate is that this is about Hulk, and it's not about Banner.
Yeah.
I want so badly for Hulk to rip his head off at the end of this arc. I want Banner to die. I know he won't. He's the Hulk's arch nemesis. I mean, come on. But
that's such an interesting dynamic.
But yeah, he's I want him to die. He's writing an incredible villain. I think we've talked about Aaron's other books throughout the year, and we have found a hiccup here and there in his Wolverine books. I don't think he has missed a beat on Hulk.
No.
I think he is writing incredible stuff, and it also looks great.
It's been a few different.
Yeah, it's not the same. It's not the guy who did number one. It's not been him the entire time.
And then they had a couple of issues where it was more than one person.
And the issue with the pigs made me want to rip my heart out. Like, those little two characters.
Well,
which a year down the road we may or may not even remember.
Well, I mean, Jason Aaron being, I mean, you know, toot toot, but Jason Aaron being from Alabama really understands like Southern Gothic writing. And so the way that Aaron's writing this from that angle is really impressive. And it comes from a very dark place. Like a lot of it comes from a seemingly very dark place to me. And I love it.
What did you guys think I was going to say after?
I mean, I thought it was Venom, but then you said it. And so I had no idea.
Yeah.
I mean, certainly not Incredible Hulk. I didn't know.
Yeah.
I thought maybe it was going to be like Super Action Comics or Superman or something.
I like Action, but
fresh take.
Yeah. It really is a fresh take on Superman. Thomas, please.
I think it's pretty clear that my number one is going to be Uncanny X-Force. And I'd like to specify that my number one of 2011 was the Dark Angel saga specifically. Issues 10 through 18 mm-hmm. were all just gorgeous and mm-hmm. beautiful and terrifying and suspenseful and thrilling and hopeful and not hopeful and all that stuff. Like it really was like an everything kind of story that I don't know. It was along with Tyler, like this is the first comic that I'd really picked up since Maximum Carnage. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the last like real big event that I remember reading all the issues of. And so, or I guess Civil War I read in trade, but like this is the first time I went to a store and like bought books and, mm-hmm. and you know.
Yeah, same deal.
Since the 90s, and it's, oh man, it's been so worth it. And I'm glad that it got me back into the medium, but it's I agree. It's made the superhero comic carry like a heavy literary weight that it wouldn't yeah. normally carry.
Well, and the thing is, like now, like everything has to be close mm-hmm. to that caliber for me. Like if it's like I don't have a lot of room for books that aren't like worthy of Uncanny X-Force. You know what I'm saying?
It says the guy who picked up 19 books this week.
Yeah, but I loved them all.
They were great.
Yeah, everything.
It was a really good week.
Yeah, but the thing like that's why I don't like Uncanny X-Men is not up to snuff, and it's probably gonna get cut from my list. But I hate to cut it because I know it's gonna be important for the summer.
Yeah.
And so I can't cut it, but you know, so I think it's safe to say that even though Link, I think X-Force is only an honorable mention of yours.
Yes, just because my tie to these characters,
yeah.
I know this is something you stress a lot, Tyler, is that you have to really care about these characters, and I like them,
mm-hmm.
and I do, but I don't think I care quite as much as you guys do.
I so think
I was I being honest with myself. You know, instead of going with the flow.
You guys want to just do real quick honorable mentions that didn't make it on the
yeah,
list?
I was yeah, also I've thinking. Got, if, I've got three.
If we have a couple minutes, or if we have a
it's
minute.
It's 6:40.
Okay. I was just going to say something we're looking forward to in this year.
Okay.
Perhaps.
That's fine.
So
it's. I mean, it's your timetable, so.
Yeah, okay. I'll go first then. My honorable mention, like we just honorably mentioned, is Uncanny X-Force. I liked so much this year that it didn't quite make it to my list. Had any of these other five books not mm-hmm. existed, it would have been there. But I'm with you guys. I loved it. I loved every minute of the Dark Angel saga. I want to go back and get, what is it, 1 through 9?
Yeah.
And I'm They're excited expensive. About what comes. What's coming next? So that's my one that I wish I could be on the list, but isn't. As far as what I'm looking forward to, AVX and
sure. And the Fearless being over.
Yeah, yeah, being done with.
God, they're only on number 7.
Of 12?
Of 12.
It's bi-weekly at least.
Even still.
But, man, and I wish I hadn't just forgot what the other thing was. I'll remember.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll go real quick. Yeah. I have two honorable mentions. Both of them made either one of yours list in some capacity. Venom and Incredible Hulk. Both solid every issue. Venom... I like Venom. It's not my favorite, but it's always good. I always like it when I read it, but if I couldn't read it, I wouldn't be devastated. Incredible Hulk, amazing. It's just not, it just wasn't as good as the five on my list to me, but it's still really, really good. I'm really looking forward to the second wave of the New 52. The Dial H. I cannot wait for Dial H. I can't wait for
Dial H for Hero.
I can't, it's not called that anymore.
Wait,
it's called
what is
Dial
this?
H. Dial H is basically it's a guy. The guy that's writing it is a Lovecraftian scholar, but he writes like H.P. Lovecraft. And he's writing this story about like this guy who gets superpowers and like the mental instability that comes with having superpowers. So it's going to be kind of like Irredeemable, but way darker.
Okay,
is what I'm getting from it. I'm also really looking forward to Batman Incorporated by Grant Morrison. I love Grant Morrison. I love Batman. Let's see what.
Yes, please.
I love Grant Morrison on Batman. Batman R.I.P. The Black Glove stuff. Great. So I'm really excited about that stuff. Thomas.
I have three honorable mentions. I'd like to mention Mark Waid's Daredevil run, because it's just been spectacular. He's taken a character that I really loathe and made me love him and just, like, cherish every moment that I get to spend with Matt Murdock every month. And then I got Supergirl, which is totally rad, and Venom, which...
I can't believe that didn't make your top five.
Yeah, I know, right? But Venom, I read on a whim and... loved it.
It's great.
It's super, super cool. As far as what I'm looking forward to, I'd say that as far as I know, by the end of the year, there's supposed to be an Animal Man Swamp Thing crossover. Really,
should
really
be in like the next three or four issues.
From what I guess it was Scott Snyder said, it'll be by the end of the year.
Because they, I mean, the last panel wasn't the last panel of Animal Man. Only the
we
Swamp
have to
Thing.
The Swamp Thing, right? To find the but Swamp it's not. It's not like a crossover thing. I think Swamp Thing may make an appearance in the title. But there is going to be like a crossover event between the two books that's going to happen that I'm really, really excited about. That and, of course, AVX. I cannot wait to see what happens when these two teams face off against each other.
Oh, the Venom Red Hulk.
Yeah, I was about to say.
X-23 and
Ghost Rider. Next month.
I was about to say that like nobody, I'm surprised that neither of you said Venom event.
I think it's because I see it at the end of every Marvel book and I'm like, goddamn ads.
Yeah, right.
How dare you promote yourself?
I think that's all it is. But the Venom event's gonna be super duper cool. But it hasn't been hyped since it got announced, and so I guess they're really pushing this AVX thing, so it's like on the forefront of my mind. But with Tony Moore doing the first part and the conclusion to the event, I'm really excited about that as well.
I'm a little disappointed that the Pumpkinhead jack-o'-lantern stuff won't last very long because I've really enjoyed that.
He's probably going to keep coming back. He is.
Yeah, but it won't be like I really was hoping for a very long like road trip, but I'm not going to get it anyway. So what's the award going to? What's the podcast book of the year?
I think it's
Animal Man.
I was going to say I think it's got to be X-Force.
I think Animal Man has a place on all of our top five.
Oh yeah.
So does Swamp Thing.
We could. I mean, it's Animal Man Swamp Thing then, like for the podcast pick.
I'd say that's
a consensus.
I think that those two books in X-Force are the ones that the three of us are always really stoked about.
Yeah,
and especially a way to kick off a month. Man, talk about a way to kick off the first week of a month is with Swamp Thing and Animal Man. God damn, what a great way to start your month.
The first annual Probby Award.
Probby.
The Probbies.
The Probbies.
Goes to Animal Man / Swamp Thing.
Yes.
Congratulations, Jeff Lemire.
Scott Snyder.
Scott Snyder. So... that's our top five of 2011. It's a couple weeks late.
Happy New Year.
But who gives a shit?
Thanks for listening to Probably Comics and our one shot of our top five for 2011. If you want to follow me on Twitter, you can follow me at UncannyTom. That's T-H-O-M.
And I'm at D-T Mills.
Follow me on Twitter at LinkZ2.
If you'd like to follow the show on Twitter, you can follow us at Probably Comics, or you can find us at Facebook.com/ Probably Comics.
Or you can check us out at ProbablyComics.com. This podcast.